It's a shame. I wanted to go.
But obviously, Atlas ain't here. That nigga turned Muslim on us out of nowhere. Said I'm fasting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hard. You know when niggas are broke, they start fasting.
Yo, no. I hope he sees this as well. I hope I see this, bro. You know what I mean? Guys at home in his meditation room. That's what you're talking about.
You see that video on Twitter where he's like, it's that homeless guy, or he's like one day he's Muslim and the next he's Christian.
I remember that. I'm actually fucking jokes.
But now, have you looked deep trying to get Ubers just before iftar? Myth.
I heard about that, but I haven't done it. But I heard about
Even like food deliveries, long day.
Bro, my delivery's been calm. I ordered twice today.
Wait, two Uber Eats is...
That's crazy.
One delivery, one Uber Eats.
For what? What, breakfast and lunch?
Do you know what it was? I got lunch here. I went Joe and the Juice. I went Bougie on them.
Heard you.
Bro, when I got it, freezing cold.
Wait, you Ubered a sandwich? That's nasty work, by the way. That's nasty work.
About Ubering a sandwich? Yeah. Bro, when you're in your house, leaving... It's for me now. Like, if I... Because now I've got my own place,
yeah?
Like, now when I'm in there...
You don't want to leave,
Bro, I'll do anything to not leave, bro. Like, honestly. I say not to every motive.
Yeah, he's just not there anymore. But it's just like, you see the convenience, though,
mm-hmm.
of being at your front door. But mm-hmm. I stop. Like, so if I'm doing that Uber Eats, someone has to order with me. Because you see my little one thing coming up to £7, small charge fee,
that shit don't sit, that
£3.50.
Bro, it don't sit right with me.
And I'm seeing like £12 for a little...
It's bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm like to someone like, you might as well get something.
But do you know what though? Delivery are good with the refunds.
Okay. They stopped, man.
Bro, with the, like Uber, they don't really do it. With Deliveroo, report your item cold, missing.
Do you know what?
£20 back, bro. Yo, good.
I used to do that, but then like my dad started up his like little Caribbean takeaway, and like niggas would
do it.
You know the one, the free
suit,
like my dad's been working hard and shit, and he's like, nah, man. Like he made some like jerk fish and like some bami and everything.
Yeah,
and the guy took a picture. He basically just took the fish out and took a picture of that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, the fish is missing, And he, like, you know when someone's so defeated, he was telling his story, and he was just like, he just stopped halfway, and he was like, and he just shook his head, like, I was like, I get it, man, because that's like, to the fish, like the jerk fish and everything, that's like £16.
Mm.
And like, with all the charges on top, it's a little £20,
So wait, did it doesn't come out of Deliveroo, it comes out of the
restaurant.
Oh, so what? Wait,
that's tight.
Yeah,
that's
I don't
business,
do that really. To
that's
black tight. Businesses, though.
Yeah, that's tight. Like,
just the corporate one.
That's an ally.
The white ones.
That's an ally.
That's an ally right there, boy.
Joe and the Juice.
That's an ally right there.
Bro's going to say, I only do it to Starbucks for what they're doing. I hate what they're doing.
Wait, did your dad start up a business that recently? Is it recent?
No, he's always had like the takeaway. It's been... It's like he's not always front line, but he's that guy is just, you see them guys that does everything.
Mm. Oh yeah, I've met his dad like probably like 8-9 times.
Probably more than that.
Yeah, probably more than that. Saw him in Morrison's the other day. So I said like, you're right. And you know when you see in someone's eyes that they don't recognize you. Bro, I was at his house like 2 days before. Bro. I see him in Morrison's. I'm like, you're right. He's like, yeah, okay. I said, okay, you okay? I'm like, nah, man.
But you know the one.
Bro, I'm respecting my team.
But you know the ones, like, I feel like as a parent, you don't want to be like just knowing all your son's friend's name, because then you've got like four other siblings.
Too much to remember.
So you're like,
keep up with,
You see, when you first meet them, you're like, all right, cool. It's going to click. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes awkward to be like, oh, what's your name again?
Yeah.
But we always say he knows Dylan's name. Like,
yeah, of course. Dylan's star of your family, bro.
Yeah, bro. Dylan's
favorite
got,
child.
Dylan's got photos, like, around in my house. Yeah.
He's like, oh, part
that's
of
so
family.
Funny. He's not even...
He's just light-skinned, bro. Like,
he's just peng, bro. He's one of them guys. You know when someone's so good-looking?
It's pretty privileged.
That they just kind of just...
Gets away with everything.
Waddle their way through life, bro.
It's pretty privileged.
Everything handed to them. I hate him.
You've been getting that recently, though, Chino.
No, I have not.
Yeah, I've seen it, though.
I have not.
You've been getting used to it. You don't have to say anything, bro.
Nah, man. Nah, it's not me, man. Nah, it's not me.
Wait, guys, we're not introducing the guests.
Yeah. We're about to get to that.
Yeah, we don't really do guests, but...
Just thought, like, yeah, I'm here, you know?
You know what I mean? But you don't want to introduce yourselves?
They see you better times, man. They know who you are.
Yeah. I've been on like three times, twice now. Yeah, this is my third.
Yeah.
And every one of those episodes, something to remember. They know who you are, Keys. They know who you are. So quick intro.
But that's the outro, though. Like, it's sober Keys today. So, you know.
Mature.
A lot of mature conversation today, bro. Like,
the ally of all allies.
I'm the ally of all allies. You know what I mean? Ally. But also, like, I feel like, with alcohol, I should never drink alcohol on podcasts because the first thing I do. The first thing I do is just reveal the darkest secrets about myself.
Keys was saying, when we play this back, I know what he's gonna do. He's gonna get the clip and insert it within the thing. You're gonna see what he's gonna be saying.
No, please, bro, don't bring that up. I feel like every time I'm on the pod with him, he chooses my clip. Yeah. It's me and that and myself. Yeah.
But do you know what is? Hard, do you know what it is? Yeah, it's easy with Keys like when he's drinking because he just like outs himself and it's just like, it's like he starts drinking and he gets familiar and then he's way much worse in real life situations.
Yeah.
Because he'll get drunk and now anything's on the cards.
No, it's kind of like you, to be honest.
No,
ask me, is he like that in real life? I say he's worse.
Keys has all the secrets to everything and he'll break up a family.
Okay. heard you.
Do you know what is? The filter goes, innit? That's me. Like,
that's what happens.
As soon as I drink, the filter's gone.
That's and what we be drinking, bro.
What goes on in my mind, like, shouldn't be said, bro, sometimes. You know what I mean?
What did my man even say?
We don't need to go over it. It's all good.
They're going to roll the clip.
But Babs.
Please.
Babs.
Yeah. Tell us about yourself, man.
My name is Babatunde Hashrop. Currently a software engineer. At a company.
No, senior software engenier.
You probably like the most maturest guy we've ever had on.
Senior software engineer.
Man, I'm trying not to be.
You know what? We've needed this. Yeah.
No, I'm trying not to.
You need to school us. That's what it is.
You might be the first guy on there actually has his shit together. Senior software dev. Yeah, front end lead developer.
Yeah, from time. Yeah, Chino sent me your app, and I was like, bro, it takes a lot to build an app.
It takes a lot.
Tell him about your app, man.
Takes a lot. I mean,
take it through that,
mate. It's something I've had. That came up from a uni idea I had called Booker Trim. Mm-hmm. So essentially, a booking platform for your trims, your haircuts. But obviously, with time, as obviously I graduated, left uni, the idea kind of developed. So I thought outside the box. Like, okay, rather than just doing trims or just bookings. What's different out there, right? You look at apps in the market currently, you've got apps that do bookings. So I thought, okay, what can I do differently, right? So that's where you have LookLab. So currently released, available on Android and the App Store. And LookLab essentially is a hybrid social media and booking platform.
Oh, yeah, because I've been around it. It's like you can pretty much do anything on it. It's like...
Pretty much.
But then...
there were too many long words... What? Going on there, bro. So like hybrid booking platform, as in like you can book anything.
Yeah.
So any kind of service, like a car wash.
No.
It's,
oh.
It's,
so just
yeah, go on. Go
yeah,
on.
So just more like your beauty and hair.
Oh, yeah. So it's like local.
So it's not just trims. It's thinking. Yeah. Thinking nails. Out, right? So nails, lashes, hair.
All of that stuff.
Yeah, that's
hard. No, that makes sense. Has anyone told you a little bit like Callum Hudson-Odoi?
A little bit.
I'm seeing it right now.
Yeah. I think it's the chin strap. That's the
chin strap.
That's
hot. Take a shot.
Ghana. No.
You just said his name is Babatunde, bro.
I don't know what Babatunde is like.
That's Nigerian.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was assigned to.
To be fair,
I know a couple of Tundes.
Exactly.
Everyone called Babatunde be like shortening up the name or just getting rid of like
Because who has time, time to introduce himself to Massa and say my name is Babatunde?
Like, it's true.
Yeah,
it's
good,
true.
Good luck saying that back to me.
Yeah, it's true. It is a bit wild, like going up in the interviews and like, yeah, my name's Babatunde.
It was hard. It was
you know, tough. Guys are like, keys are like chuckling in the interview, like,
guy would have called him tons. You would have said tons, bro.
Bro.
He would have said Tundi. It's Tundi.
Bro. Trust me.
No way. Come on, man.
Keys would have called my Tundi, bro. Allow me, man.
Nah, for real, for real. Like,
But yeah, man. Like, but yeah. Like, when so Babs and I worked together essentially, right?
Yeah.
And he let me in on the idea. Yeah. And at first I didn't get it, but then he actually showed me the MVP version, right? So he showed me
that was the word, MVP.
So MVP is minimal viable product, right? It's minimal viable product. Mm-hmm. So it's one of the words that you probably hear in like IT and whatnot. So essentially it's the bare bones of a product where you have every single functionality that you absolutely need and necessary to the app to function.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have all the extra stuff. So think of Facebook in 09 perhaps, or like Instagram.
Okay, yeah, I get like
11
like,
or 12.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like a beta version.
Like it's the most basic version for this app to work and for you to get the idea of what the app's meant to do.
Of what we're trying to do.
Essentially, innit? So it's funny because when he was telling me, he was confident, but he was never really that confident about it. And I said, and I thought about it, I was like, listen, this is a proper good idea, bro.
This nigga, you thought it was a pyramid scheme.
I was like, wait.
How much do you need? And why do I have to send it back to Nigeria?
Because the idea was there, right? But I saw what it could be, essentially. Mm-hmm. So he started off where you would onboard barbers in the local area, right? And then attach this function to obviously link to Google Maps and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was like, well, that's one of the biggest issues I had at uni, for instance. When you move to a new area, especially as a black person, you don't know where to get your products from.
You don't know
where to get your products from. You don't know where to get your trim from. Yeah. Everything works on word of mouth, innit?
Mm-hmm.
This kind of takes word of mouth away a little bit.
Yeah.
And you like new students can come into a city and lean on it. And say,
straight up,
I need a trim. Let me see what this barber's done before. Look what their trim
ratings,
look like.
Pictures.
Stuff like that.
Exactly, everything.
And then further from that is when the social media aspect came. Mm-hmm. And then eventually there'll be things like reels and everything else.
Oh, there'll be reels attached to the person's profile.
So essentially, when you get your trim, right, you obviously, you want to post your trim, right? You want to show your boys, you want to show your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, and when you make that post, you attach the barber that you got that trim from. You attach the service that you got that trim with. And then obviously that gives you that sharing capability, but then gives the barber that exposure.
Random thought. Random thought.
So like, are people going to be like moving to girls and stuff on like that app?
That's a hilarious question.
Mate, I kind of made sense.
I never actually thought about 100% that. 100% because it's going to be a DM function, nigga.
100%, yeah.
They're not videos. It's just squirting on the,
What?
Look at my nails.
Yeah. You know, like the OF one where it's like the
PA. Yo!
I mean, Keys need to get in on this.
Yeah, you're gonna have to have something to regulate that because.
Yeah,
I'm done.
That's some, yeah.
You are hilarious. You're hilarious.
Well, that actually can happen. Why not? Yeah. Because the app, you can DM one another.
Nah, that makes sense.
So, and obviously, from that, there will come the need for like influencers as well because you'll be able to grow your following on there.
Yeah.
But, like, service provider side and also customer side.
Yeah,
like there will be influencers on both sides.
So, yeah.
So that's what it looks like and that's the trajectory for it at the moment. Yeah. So yeah, man, there's something really exciting.
Trust me, it's
you got shares in this, Chino.
I don't. I just enjoy seeing my friends win.
I heard that before. Then 3 years later, this guy's like fighting for like 10%.
Guys on a
you remember when I put you on
in the interview?
You're legit. You're
I didn't even know. It sounded so good at first.
Remember when I put you on?
Signed me on a 360. I'm so new to the game.
But I was saying, yeah, like, have you ever had like a barber, yeah, like a social media barber, and like he's always taking videos of like the trims he's done, and it comes to you, and he's just like he doesn't feel it.
He doesn't take the
Ooh, like the rope. I'm always a little like disheartened. I'm just like thinking
I'm not paying off.
It happens. Like from my guy, he's just like he's bare selective. Like it's always the Insta models that Insta get the treatment. Like, I'm just like
rappers.
Yeah.
But you see, that's different now. You see, with this app, now you could be a hater in real life on another app now. No, wait. Let me land. You ever get into a shop, yeah, and you get the shit barber by accident, yeah? But now you just gotta leave and be jarred and walk home. Walk home with your hair doing all that. Now I'm a hate on you online. I'm gonna be a troll.
Because you know what it is, yeah. Well, you know when you get a shit trim, do you like say something?
Depends how bad it is.
Depends.
You know what it is. Depends how bad. Say something. Yeah. Say like the little bits, like you know when they like at the end, you're like. Like, you're looking at the close to the mirror.
You're doing this.
You're not really faded at the back.
I'm too nice, man.
I've seen people that. Say shit though.
I try to say something. I mean, I'm like, can you like just try and like just you know like. Dude,
but I'm hard. Fuming sometimes.
It's
I
hard.
Just leave,
it's hard.
Man.
Yeah, because
I'm like such a free going guy. Like even if like my even if it's like your main barber, and like he kind of just knows like he.
It's kind of
because you know like up, after the trim, you're like everyone's like like it's much love,
yeah.
And it's just like. Love, bro. Yeah, like, love that's, bro. Yeah, he knows. Just knows that he's just giving me the
dirt. Messed up, innit? Like,
and like, you know,
little bitch.
I am.
Some different energy.
You know that, man. It's kind of like when you're
not talking. Not talking to him anymore.
It kind of feels like when your girl knows that you've been outside too long.
Yeah. Do you know what I was saying about barbers? I never forget the first time I lost my woman, and You know that feeling when the walls are closing in, yeah? Like I was having panic attacks and shit, yeah. And then I'll never forget.
That's tough.
My boy was like
that's tough.
Let him land.
My boy was like, no. Like, you need to go over there, yeah, and just plead your case. And then, like, it's all been calm. And I was like, yeah. But the way I was looking terrible. Bro, I flew to my barber so quick, yeah, on... I was literally in the chair talking to him, bro. Like, you know when you're talking to someone and you're just deep and you're about to lose your woman, started crying. Yeah, not like tearing.
Wait, started crying in the barbers,
bro. I was like this, bro. I was like this, wow. Like
this trim's not good enough.
No, the trim was going good, yeah. But like, you know, you have to explain it to your barber, yeah. Like, and I was like not even crying and shit.
I'm crying, bro.
I never forget.
You got a story though about hairdressers. I think you need to tell right now.
No, I told it last week.
Oh yeah, all right. Cool, fair enough.
Bro, basically, I sent the hairdresser $250, and
you sent his hairdresser $250 by accident.
By accident,
because she's got a similar name to our friend.
Yeah,
we're going on.
And then now I'm messaging her and shit, and
she's airing him.
That's wild.
That's wild.
I mean,
you got to pull up to the shop though, surely.
Yeah.
Even if it's on like, not even on a, but, on a,
yeah.
That kind of vibe.
Yeah. Just say it's like, not,
I'm just going to go with my girl.
I would miss
$250. $250 is not that much of a big amount that I would ghost you. Like if I saw that in my account,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like I'm thinking like,
but you're different though, isn't it? Senior, like.
Yeah.
The money's different.
Senior master.
$250 could change my life. You know I could do that.
Senior slave.
I need a sub, man. Please, nah, please sub.
Coming in.
Sub.
You coming in for the next one?
Yeah.
Wait, you gonna pull out of me?
Nah, like that. Ain't seen this nigga in a month.
Son, big loot.
You back, huh?
Oh, yeah, man.
This nigga, how'd your foot?
It still hurts, man, but my walking boots. That's better, man.
No football.
2 more weeks, man. 2 more weeks.
I know. This is. Babs,
right,
king of wherever he's from.
Yeah.
Don't tell me where I'm from.
I don't know if I was a handshake.
No, you're not from similar areas. Obviously, don't say you're not from the same area. But originally.
You know, I low-key hate you lot's era, though.
No, I'm not from there.
It took me forever to get it, man. This is a joke, bro.
See, this is why everything's just been patterned for Luda for ages. Like, so sweet.
Oh, man.
nigga could wake up and just walk to the studio. Oh, nah, man. Nigga, make some effort.
Make some effort, my boy.
That's actually horrible here, man. It took forever to get here. The walk as well.
Nah, the walk's nice,
and,
man.
And fucking all the stairs. And
you get to see the local nitties.
Oh, my God.
They're right, man.
I moved away from that.
Have you? Have you?
Yeah. What was you talking about anyway?
No, yeah, we're just, I was talking about the app.
It's his. No, bro. He's the genius behind the app, innit, essentially. So, Do we want to explain it again? Do you want to like?
Nah, it's all right, mate.
All right. I had a question for you, though, anyway, and I was just thinking about it, like how like kids go missing because like people like Ludo be taking them to cunts and shit. But like, how long would it take for like your people to realize that you're missing?
My people, as in my friends,
like
friends, family, anyone,
friends, family, for someone to go to the police and be like, yeah, he's missing.
Friends, family all together, probably like 3 weeks to a month, right? Friends probably won't notice for like 2 months, probably.
You reckon?
Probably.
No. I don't think... Because obviously, I have to see you more often now because of the recording. I'll know something like...
Imagine, because on a day-to-day basis, right? On a day-to-day basis, people don't actually talk to me every day. It's the case of when you talk to me, when you need me, you call me and then I pick up, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But normally, you don't actually speak to me. If I don't pick up when you call me, you just think, oh, this nigga's busy. It'll take you a while before you realise.
To be fair, if with this is like, if we're recording bi-weekly, he misses one.
Yeah. 2 weeks, yeah, it'll take 2 weeks.
But misses one, but then it gets around to the next one.
Yeah.
That's like four weeks. But with me, I think...
A couple of days, they'll know.
I think for my mum, it would take like six, seven days.
If you're talking to a girl, probably like one day.
I go missing a lot.
What, sleeping?
I said this.
Sleeping.
What about you? But I really be
24
sleeping.
24 hours. No, Chino be sleeping, bum. 24 hours, yeah. If you talk to a girl, if you talk to a girl every single day, 24 hours, bro. Yeah.
What the fuck was that, bro?
All you do is sleep, bro, you bum, bro. Ain't nobody made money sleeping.
That's true.
Money sleeping, nigga.
That's true, yeah.
What about you?
Nah, I think me like week max.
Yeah. But if you think about it, by then you're finished.
Yeah, you're finished.
Yeah.
Well, I think about this a lot, though. I think about this a lot because I spend a lot of time by myself, not speaking to people.
Yeah.
So
it's like, it's very easy for my friends to think, oh, I just went missing for a while because I'm focusing on something, or I'm sad or whatever.
But
and then before I know, nigga, I'm dead in the ditch.
Yeah, I'm finished.
But the thing is, when I was younger, it'd probably be worse. Like, when I was like, 18 to 21, I could not be home for like 4 or 5 days.
In a row.
And I'll just walk in, like, my mum hasn't even like WhatsApped me, nothing. It's just like
real homosexual days. You got a house, but
living
in the street.
No, 18 to 21, I was shagging everywhere just to stay the night. See me in Northwest, North.
Active.
Bro.
East London.
Bro, sometimes. it was like that time my dad kicked me out, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that story.
That
was
fine. Worst week of my life.
Tell the story again.
Worst week. Do you know what it is? Like, I got kicked out, and then I went to like my cousins. And I'm like, you know the ones where you're trying to like drop the story.
Got kicked out, man.
I got nowhere to go, and he's just like, shit. Like, he's
that's
like,
crazy.
He's like,
crazy.
He said, what are you gonna do?
You ain't staying here.
You ain't staying.
So then
you ain't gonna go home. But you can't stay.
I was like, alright, cool. So I shout this one girl, and just stay. You know when like you stay over and you just stay.
You just stay. You don't leave her.
I get it.
You go to work, like, we don't go work.
So don't say I get it. You're a homosexual. Go home. You have go
that's
home.
That's why I have them 30 white boys who live with their mum by themselves, like single mum. Like you stay there. I'm at their house, but you know.
Everything Ludo says there, it just makes me feel like he's not a good person. I don't know why.
But
it's not me. I'm just saying, go have someone, go have like safe houses, I call them.
Safe houses.
But when I'm either here or here.
But all in all, I'm just saying that like, it's mad easy to go missing. Like it's actually quite scary as well. I've seen they put some list out about, I think it's about like 8 black people, and they just said they've just ended up in a river, and then the police have just said.
Non-suspicious, isn't it?
Yeah, non-suspicious murder or something like that. It's crazy.
Non-suspicious.
Non-suspicious.
They died from non-suspicious causes.
Non-suspicious
causes.
It's like how a body washes up and you just be like,
that's not suspicious,
But I mean, like when, I was just going to say like recently, I told him, I got spiked, right? I went out in Berms. I get this spike.
You're a grown man getting spiked.
It's wild, bro. But I was going to say, like, in that moment, right, I felt like they put poison in my drink, right? And I'm not sure. But
drink what you meant for you, bro.
Mate, when I was back home, I was just thinking, like, so if my heart just stopped beating now and everything just, like, you know, shut off, People won't even know that.
Yeah.
Passed away. Do you get my point?
See, but I hate niggas like you though, because I'd be guessing them free drugs, bro. Like, just tweaking in bed.
It's true, right?
Come enjoy the high, bro.
You know what I mean?
So it's like, yeah.
Start seeing
things. It's scary.
But, well,
wait, show me drugs, or you just can't handle your drink?
No. Like, bro, I've been drinking for 14 years. Do you know what I'm saying?
But I always think Nigerian guys don't really know how to drink, yeah, man.
Nah,
like,
we can drink, man.
Nah, we can drink.
I've seen Chino, like, hey, man, a couple of times. Too many times.
You've seen me one time.
That's one too many times, nigga.
You've seen me one time.
From time we're helping you get on the train, bro. Like,
you didn't help me get on any train.
Thick ass nigga.
I even went home on my own. What do you mean?
Grab his glove handles and that.
Cheeksy Chino.
Grab his glove handles.
They didn't help me get on no train. I got home on my own.
On the train, sloppy drunk, bro.
I even got off the train by myself.
Get on the train.
I got off the train by myself.
Nigga, I might take advantage of you, boy.
You see what I got to deal with?
I'm going to show you.
You actually know?
You see what I got to deal with, bro?
No, but I was saying, well, you know about a girl curving you, and then like, has she like ever curved you, and then like a friend ends up missing? She reaches out to you. You shouting her. Like, you retweeting it.
Luckily, that's never actually happened to me.
Luckily. Yeah.
I've had that. The thing is,
you would, come on, you would retweet it, man. So, you wouldn't, right?
No. I'm not.
You're retweeting it?
Nah. I'm not retweeting Mr. Kids.
He said her about.
That nigga needs to stay missing.
That's what happens when you be hating.
Yeah, nah.
Like, when you be hating.
True.
Kind of reminds.
But you know what, like teenagers go missing, like, but obviously, like just, especially black teenagers, you know, I'll be thinking OT, like originally.
Yeah.
I'll be thinking OT.
But I think that's a bad way to think.
Yeah, it's a bad way to think.
Because they could be like.
Actually, yeah, like.
Do you remember that time?
Traffic to one, because obviously I remember some kid posts, he's missing. He's like, Batman's mission. I'm actually.
Yeah, I was about to say it to that.
One, the girl's like, I'm at OT.
Yeah.
That was one of the funniest things, genuinely speaking, that I've ever seen.
I saw Ludo in the background, but hey ho.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can imagine that though. I saw him as well.
Never been there.
Ludo, have you ever been missing?
Missing? You know what? I've never been missing because I gave good excuses.
Nah, but I'm saying, have you ever been OT, nigga?
Oh. No.
Yo, take this backpack to Brighton, please.
Football tournaments.
Yep.
Yeah. At my friend's house. Which is that friend that you stay with?
I don't know. Yeah.
Facts.
Do you know what it is? Yeah,
you know about faking a football, going on Word, printing out a fake football tournament slip, get your friends to sign it.
You was proper bad guy. Yeah, you was committed.
I meant to do that. That's
commitment
steps,
to that.
Yeah,
I've never been like that bad to be missing. I'm going to school,
mm-hmm.
and like if I get, I might get diverted like to a little.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, high road for an hour.
You know, running away from that's from Dennis the Menace shit, bro.
Yeah,
just run away. That's from Dennis the Menace.
Bro, yeah,
I'm not doing that.
That's running away from home just seems a bit like that's like a white boy move.
Yeah,
like. Like everyone's thought about that. Like, why are you?
My kids used to run away from school.
Yeah. But no, like I've always but you know what? I've always said like it's
mad attention seeking, bro. Go home, bro.
Yeah, you know what? Is like, I was the kid to like just go up in my room and just like let some steam off. I'd be like, fuck you, dad. That's all I was doing.
Yeah, I packed the bag like,
off the back of this, yeah, have you lot ever been somewhere that you know you shouldn't have been, but and you didn't tell anybody that you was gay, and now you get there, you just feel it as, oh, if I go missing, bro, because no one knows I'm even here.
That was like,
and I shouldn't be here, truth be told.
I remember one time, it was like 16, and it was near like Waltham Abbey, and like, them areas is like the racist areas of like Enfield, like it's deep Enfield.
Mm.
And it was like a field rave or like a field drinker.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember we all got lost and a bunch of travellers just like came up to us and then like they were just, all I remember is them talking to us and took one person, just ducked out. And then
took one person?
So one person ran, so it was like, bro, we're all running now.
No,
just took one person. So we're all running, and they're chasing us now. Oh, and then it, like halfway through, I'm just thinking, my mum doesn't know I'm here.
Yeah.
Like
nobody knows.
Like I'm finished. Like and
yeah.
You see where like the forest, like where you're on it's like a main road, but there's no lights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the only lights is the car lights. And once
they're gone,
bro, like my heart, that's like probably like my first time where I was like, how am I getting out of this situation? And then, you know, like an hour and a half later, you find like the high road, and you're thinking,
"Yeah, I'm good.
I'm all right."
You know what I mean? Someone's still left behind, but you know, who come through. But like, hopefully, God willing, God willing.
You know what? Come through. You know what? That's like when I went looting, bro, for a party, bro. You weren't meant to be there, man. But literally, heard people come back through swamps and that.
Yeah, from where, sorry?
Come back, yeah. Swamps. It was a bit crazy. People were jumping in swamps to get away.
Interesting.
Yeah, wait, man. Jumping into the river. What do you got to do to get away, bro?
Well, I was more thinking
running
about...
running through train tracks. I've seen it.
I was more thinking about when I was a bit younger, and I was like, I was a bit more charged, I found myself in areas and I didn't tell no one I was going to meet this person. I was thinking, bro, if this is a setup, I'm finished, bro.
Yeah.
I'm on the way there. Have you never felt that? Like, you walk in the middle of the night and you just walk into where the crib is and you're thinking,
but do you know what it is?
This is a setup, I'm
Do you know what it is? You ever gone to a girl's block, There's like six niggas at the front.
In a hallway.
Yeah.
But that doesn't scare you. You're dick hard as fuck.
Yeah.
You're just like, bro, move out of my way. Like, I've got a mission. And then when you're walking out, you're thinking that you ain't got the same energy.
It's not the same.
Post up carry. Yeah.
The same.
Low enough. It's just like, you think you ain't got the energy. Like, I think there was a few times I was in, this girl was staying in this place, in that spooky place in Tottenham.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ended up there. I didn't know.
That's
got a bulldog phone. No. Weren't that spooky. But then I was just like, you know, when you get there and you realize like the situation comes to like real life, bro, I'm just like, I should just go home. And she's like, oh, where are you? And then like, I'm thinking, oh, she's trying to set me up. I'm going to go around. Someone's going to juke me.
Bro,
it's, yeah. I still run. Like, you know, when you meet up with a baby, you're thinking, bro, she doesn't even know you thought she was a set-up chick. Like, you know them ones, like...
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to kill me.
Yeah, like...
I thought you were going to set me up to get me killed. Oh,
Bro, that's what I'm saying. I've been there, bro. I come in, I had to really weigh up because there was man in the hallway. There's like six of them. Legit. No, but it was next to the the elevator, innit? Because I had to go upstairs.
Pissy elevator.
I'm outside, right? I'm outside just weighing up to myself. Interesting. Do I want this enough? I made the wrong choice. I wanted it, to be honest. I still walked inside. Yeah. Luckily, they didn't trouble me. You know?
I've always thought that would happen to me. Like, but I don't know. I'll be just like, kind of put my head up. See someone, hopefully it'll just be like, and they give it back.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hellman up.
Bro, imagine I got caught up in, I was out in like Tiverton,
Who?
Tiverton.
In Tottenham. And then I went to the shop and I'm hearing mad commotion. I just want to go to the shop. And then these niggas are fighting. And then I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
But it looked like it was just like a one-on-one kind of thing. And then I get out of the shop now, and he was like a really old OG, and like, he was like 65.
Are you sure he actually was though?
Bro, he was old, like, but then it's the way he was like, he was shouting at everyone, and then like, he came up to me, and he just started shouting at me, and he was like, he's like, what are you lot doing to the area? And like, it's a mess. And then I'm like, bro, I'm with a gang of niggas, and they're all just standing there. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this got to do with me? Like, I can just imagine like something stupid like that. Like, police comes now, I'm just like, yo, just want to chop them. I swear, man.
You just came here to see your friend, and now you're in a problem.
That's why I'm low-key happy I was, like, raised in the suburbs, man. Like, yeah, man, it has its benefits. All we was doing was just flipping,
That John Enterprise thing was fucking scary when it came into it.
That shit was
scary.
My uncle got...
Because when I was like 16, I used to go chill with my friend in it, like where we used to live. So we just be in the area, just be in the blocks and whatever. Mm. One day I didn't come, they all get nicked, bro, that one day.
Oh, wow.
That one day I didn't come, all of them get nicked. That's... And I didn't come because I fell asleep.
But we're sleeping.
Save me.
But no, that's like
that John Enterprise is horrible. Yeah. Bro. I would have just come to see my friend. That would have been gone.
They're putting you on charge. Your friend doing?
Yeah.
Racketeering.
I've always said, yeah.
Loitering.
When I didn't go out with my friends, that's when they'll get up to their like the stupid shit. And I kind of realized, I was like, I might be the voice of reason here, like, because there's certain shit I know I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
And then, like I told you like the story when I was walking through the park, and I thought that like, no one was like active. And then everyone is just next to the bush. And then I'm like, yo, like I thought everyone's at yard. And then they were like, yeah, now getting lineups.
Okay.
I was like, rah, like, excuse me? And then...
What's that about?
Yeah. I didn't really know what lineups was, but I kind of... got the gist. Then I see a little girl in the bush, and then I'm like,
yo, what?
No, we was like nine. Not nine. What? We was in year nine. So like, it was very little, bro. We were like in year nine, bro.
You're very clear.
Sorry, bro, my vision's like shaking.
So bro, we're like 13, 14, yeah. And then I'm like, what the fuck? And then I'm like, cool, I'm not with that. And then my boy was like with his little brother. And they're like, oh, no, get his little brother to get something. His little brother's in like year five. Yeah. And then the girl comes out the bush and she's like, well, like, does he want to come? Talking about his little brother. And I was like, yeah, I'm not a part of this.
This is crazy.
I walked past that bush like near enough every day, and I just look at it, and then I'm just like,
"Oh, we're reminisce, huh?"
Niggas were really, but
unfortunately, you hear about stories about that a lot.
Bro, it happens. Like, I think it's always that one little small extra horny guy that's organizing these. And I don't know how it goes on. I wouldn't have the cheek to ask a girl like to get head and be like, and ask for my, like, Ludo wants head as well. I'm too nice, isn't it? Like, I'm the nice guy, like, to be like, I'll be taking care of girls I'm with, innit? Like,
you don't need to do this.
Like, Ludo wants head, but you don't have to do it. Say no, I'm gonna walk you home.
Ludo and Chino.
That story is wild as well, because like two of my guys went to a crib to get head as well. And then she was like to them, my mum's blind, it won't matter. And then they was thinking, like, bro, they're so dumb, yeah. They were like, oh, she's blind, bro. But when you're in year nine, you don't know that blind people have he was like, I was in there thinking like he's all like moving, like not hiding. Yeah. And he was like looking at the thing, and then when says her name, is like, why do you have two guys in my house? And then they're all like, wow, she can see. The people I was chilling with when I was in that year nine, man.
When you started the story, I promise I could have never guessed what we was going to end up with.
Bro, even like you look like Cleon on, yeah?
Yeah.
And the reason why I said call me, yeah? Because he's the first time I went, like, I went into that nigga's house, yeah? Mm-hmm. That was about four niggas watching TV on a porn on the big screen.
Okay. Wait. Right. How old? No, it's important. How old were they? It's important.
It was 10, 11. But like,
I can understand that. I can get that one.
Bro,
to a certain degree, I can understand that.
But the thing is, I didn't know whether like someone should be wanking or not. Like, but no, but niggas were just watching it, like just taking, taking.
You're taking notes, bro. This is film study right now. It's film study. Look, yo, yo.
Yeah.
What were your clothes? It's a film study right now.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. Like, I feel like the weird sex stuff is comes normal though. Growing up though.
You be walking, no, but you be watching the strokes, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you be learning sometimes, like you learning some shit.
Like we were just like mad. What's the word?
Exposed.
Inquisitive.
Yeah, exposed.
Like, we're doing truly, especially like going back to the story, but you hear about it all around, a lot of the lineup stuff, a lot of kids should not be going through that.
Facts.
Yeah.
It's exposed.
Yeah, I think it's just like,
even like I was like year 7, you hear people like losing their virginity in prime.
Toilets. People nuts, getting bro. Pregnant 14, all of that.
It's nuts, bro.
There was one mad story.
Because you didn't give me 16, you only had 16, I had a couple people that got pregnant. But
Still a baby. 100%.
There was one.
A lot of people got pregnant at that age.
Bro, loads.
There was one foreign exchange student in our school. She didn't speak a lick of English. And apparently, like the year 11s above us, they organized to just get head off her, and that couple guys.
But she doesn't even speak. How did they do that? Yeah,
that's bro, crazy, bro.
But then,
none.
So, like, this, this is the stuff I've seen in school, and then like, all we saw was about 8-9 niggas come out of the run out of the toilets of the girls' toilets, and then she just came out, and then everyone was like, and then she snitched and got like about 8 guys bagged.
Finished.
Like. I wouldn't even say snitch, but like she said, it was like, oh, I only wanted two, and guys started adding on.
Yeah, well, she was game for. Bro, she was game for something.
Essentially, she was.
Bro, and
just put it this way: she wanted only fuck me and Alex. She didn't want Chino.
Yeah. Bro, but then it's like, you know, like it's not just you. Yeah. I'm saying, but it's us. It's us. Because you're bro.
Because you're there. Why was you there in the first place?
Bro, and then but I was saying like growing up, a lot of guys. I'd say there was about 4 charges went to like people in my school. Like it was very
over that, right?
One nigga,
you hear about that in like in the area, like in China,
like, and it wasn't even like the girl was lying, like everyone knew, like it was,
There was a lot of that when we was younger, for sure. There was a lot of that, bro.
Yeah.
Throughout the time,
I know. It's sometimes I look back on what I've been through in life what I've seen and I'm just like
insanity, bro.
I'm just like insane, man, like when I have kids I hope my kids are nothing like me.
I hope they don't go through anything like or they don't but
you don't see internet, why internet, I saw
oh man and
obviously exactly
cause I feel like it's only getting worse
because
once you can leave your house no matter what or how much you raise them you can't protect them.
You can't never You see people that raise kids where we grew up, yeah? They would have thought, I would have rather raised it in Kent or whatever, yeah? Bro, it's a whole different type of problem.
You've got your own problems there.
That's a whole different type of problem growing up over there. Because, when we was younger, we grew up around, people that were, engaging, on what would you call it? Take, smoking weed and whatever,
Yeah.
Over there, bro, they're doing hard drugs by 14. I was so, what is this type of thing?
Especially deeper outside of London you go, the suburbs or whatnot, whatever part of the world, a country, a lot of these people say that by the only black person in their own area of school, so that can bring all your problems.
That's
well.
Another thing as well.
Guys are doing KET and they're only in year 10. It's nuts.
It's crazy. Bro, I didn't even know what KET was.
I saw someone do KET, off a 11 to 15 Oyster card. Not 11 to 15.
The green one.
It was even for the green one. It was the yellow and blue one.
Oh, yeah.
The triple beeper.
Yo! Yeah, it was even at warehouse party. Alex was out as well.
Okay.
Where?
Alex is searching his memories.
Where?
At Southgate or something.
Southgate.
It's years, but this is probably 2011, 2012 times.
What were you doing in...
Exactly! I wasn't meant to be there.
Yeah,
it was spooky with them times there, but...
But I wanted to read a scenario that's... kind of like this. Sorry. And it's called,
It's called.
Like, the subject of the thing is, I hate my child. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the guy goes, I have a 5-year-old son I hate him. I can't stand being around him.
And then, you see that a lot more people coming out and saying that they hate being a parent, they hate motherhood, they hate motherhood.
Yeah.
Just coming out and saying
it. Kids, so, but then, vibes, you never know.
Yeah,
and
but,
also, just, bro, being a parent is the hardest job in the world.
It's hard. It is hard.
All right, nigga, let me finish. Like, God damn.
I don't regret having kids.
Yeah. Yeah. But then he mocks me, shouts, screams, kicks off. Whinges constantly. Even when I promise him ice cream, he still behaves like shit. And he was like, he hit his dad, breaks things, throws tempers, da da da. Then so at the end, he goes, "I've had enough. I'm done. I don't want to go anywhere with him again. Mm-hmm. Don't want to take him anywhere nice. Don't want to treat him to nice things like his birthday." And then I was literally just thinking about it. I think I'm scared that I might hate my child as well.
No, good old discipline.
No, young.
So I used to think, right, that just even growing up, right, with the things I've seen, right, because when I came here, my parents are still back in Nige. They were back in Nige, so I was essentially here on my own. And I used to just think that with some of the stuff I've seen, I feel like it might be necessary to take my kids back to Nige.
Yeah.
For a bit.
But the only reason why I said I think I would, if my son is anything like me, and like what I put my parents through was just stupid shit. Yeah. I wasn't deep in like
how
what my parents were doing. Like you know like little things, like they're trying to gather pennies for the mortgage, mm-hmm. and then I always thought my parents were like well off, and I just think about my childhood, it's like la di la di la. And then my dad was like, "You don't understand." He was like, "I had a 20 grand debt that I've been paying off." Mm-hmm. And he took me 10 years. Like, we went to America. He's like, "Bro, it took me 10 years to pay it off." And I'm just thinking, getting in trouble in school, doing bad shit.
Getting fines and whatnot.
Bro, and then I think there has to be a time when my dad genuinely hated me.
Like, I can imagine that though. I mean, maybe not hating that word, but like resent is the right
dislike,
word.
Dislike, definitely dislike.
I can accept that as well.
A lot of people kind of say, they hate parenthood. They hate parenting. They want their kids to grow up. They can't wait.
But this is how I've always felt about parenting.
Also, you know what I think as well, I think a lot of people have had kids, but they just had kids because of circumstances, not because they actually wanted kids.
Exactly.
People think, all right, cool. Exactly. They didn't plan to have kids. The kids came. Now the kids here. They never wanted their life to be kids. A lot of people.
And they don't have a choice.
Might be a cultural thing. Might be a thing. They've got strong arms to get married. I'm pregnant now. I've got to get married. We're both well from this culture.
Some people
don't want kids.
Yeah.
They take it out on their kids.
Let's not
forget the ones that think the kids will save their relationship.
Let's not forget that. Yeah. But let's say you're in a situation where you do hate your kid,
mm-hmm.
You're giving it up for adoption.
No.
You stick with it.
That nigga gonna be that. I'm gonna show that nigga real discipline. I will show that nigga some real discipline.
Why are you closing your eyes?
I will show that nigga some real discipline. How old is he? 5, right?
Yeah.
But I'm gonna show that nigga real discipline. That's just how 5-year-olds.
That's just
how 5-year-olds. Right? Some people didn't want kids, and they take it out on the kids because they didn't want kids.
But also,
no matter how good or bad the kids, you hear some kids are decent kids, but the parents just don't like them because the parents didn't want them in the first place.
If you're coming from that area where I don't even want to parent at all, then possibly.
I'm not going to adoption now.
If you don't and you know you don't want to parent, there's no difference at all.
But I see.
I can't see that because obviously I want kids, so I can't see like that even though. So.
You're even putting that kid more of a disadvantage, by having them in your house and actively ignoring them.
But would you say he's going to be better off elsewhere though?
If you feel how you've described to me now, 100%.
Or in the system.
What kind of home do you have for the kid already?
But at least that, you know what it is?
What kind of home do you have for the child already? If you're not even willing to parent them at all, essentially they're just growing up wild in your home and you're just watching them grow up.
But I'm saying that could end up anywhere. Like there's a lot of wrongs, like could be in a bad home where he gets beat constantly.
Hate your child, are you not a wrong'un?
not that kind of wrong and that, but like
you're just not a molester. Yeah. But the kid's gonna grow up without any attention. And they're going to do the things that you think they will do if you put them in the system anyway. They're gonna do that.
Yeah.
You're gonna do that if you keep ignoring the child. No, bro.
You still want eyes on your kids, I think.
No, because you're coming from I still want eyes on your kid. He's saying you don't love this kid.
You don't love this child.
I think it was not Brad Pitt, Bradley something. One of the Hollywood actors like said, oh, he had his daughter. He was like, oh, I hear him say, the dad for doing like, bro, I don't think I'll do that. But I was like, yeah, she's cool. Yeah, she's cool.
Because
you know, some people say, as soon as they see their kid, like, they love them, they know them.
Yeah.
Like, they're like,
yeah.
You say you get that feeling.
Yeah, I think that feeling is a little bit. That. I think it's a bit forced.
So what if you don't get that feeling? Like you see the kid, and like you don't. That's, that kid's gonna be like everything. You don't get that feeling the first time you set eyes on that boy or girl.
That, I've always said like when I pick up children, yeah, mm-hmm. like someone will have a baby or whatever. See, when someone's like, I feel nothing. I feel like so
because it's not your kid.
No. But like you know when people feel like so happy around babies. I see babies and I'm just like, yeah, like. He cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no facts. I might not even say it out loud, but in my head, I might be like, yo, your baby's buzz. And I won't say anything.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I wanted to say as well, yeah. You know, it's like, oh, it looks like the dad looks like the mom. I can never tell, bro.
Yeah.
I can never tell, bro.
Only the family members can tell, bro.
Yeah.
I can never tell. It looks
like the mom, looks like the dad.
You got your mum's nose.
But
picking up on what Chino said, yeah, an ugly baby really ruins my day. Like, I can't explain it. But you know, there was one little ugly kid, yeah.
Yeah.
He was like older than one.
Yeah.
And then like kept on staring at me while he was in his little buggy, yeah. And his mum went to pay for something, yeah, and kept on staring at me. So I just went, ah! And then I started crying.
Did the ugly crying?
and then I just walked out. But I couldn't explain it, but it just looked like a really baby, old baby Wayne Rooney. Like, yeah.
Wayne Rooney's face as a kid must have been like, I couldn't explain it.
Like, yeah. I don't know, man. Like, kids. When do you not want kids?
No.
That's a good question.
Yeah, when do you not want kids?
That's a very good question.
Who do you think is going to be the first one to have kids out of us lot? Including Atlas.
Including Atlas?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Atlas, man.
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
It's got to be Luda.
Well, Luda don't even want kids with or without a woman.
But
bro.
Luda doesn't be wearing condoms.
Nigga, neither do you. Put my business out there.
Don't ask me how I know this.
I don't know.
You're like RL,
Mystician. When do you want kids? Do you have an idea?
Bruh.
Busy focusing on the app.
Yeah, for like next year, innit?
I want kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plus, I've got to get a girl, you know, I've got to, you know, girl.
But, Yo, 100%, if I was like kid app, bro, app all day.
I'll think about when I start making more good women, man.
Trust me.
It's true. No, but I think...
I'd have been in a relationship before I became. I'm not doing the...
Yeah.
I could have a baby outside of a relationship.
Don't say yeah, bro. Don't say yeah. No, he's capping, man. Don't say yeah.
He's a deadbeat already. I don't know. I don't really know when I want kids. Nigga, you got two.
Maybe kids.
No, he ain't got kids. But you know why I'm saying that. Idiot.
But as I was saying,
You can do that. No, we've got in a relationship. We've got to be locked in from Devil Kid with you, man.
I think so.
Because I'm not doing the babe mom now.
I'm not interested in that.
We've got to be together.
I'm not interested
possibly,
in that.
You know?
Yeah, but what if that just happens, though? Like?
Nah, it's just rapping. That's no way, man. That's not happening.
Bro,
I'm not as, what's the word? Let's just put it for a better term. I'm not as reckless as I once was as a young man.
Okay.
I take more precaution.
Facts.
Mm.
This is why I say, this is why, like, everybody out there, you need to, like, if you're running around with no dom, you need to start fucking women, yeah, that have things to lose. Yeah, because she's not keeping up.
She makes more money than me, mate.
You see, these days, yeah, I might start asking women for their CV. Let me see how good you're doing in your career, innit? Let me see what you got going for yourself.
Bare gaps.
Oh, right, you're a senior. You're not throwing that away for me.
Yeah.
You got a master's degree. Yeah, she's not throwing that away for me, bro. Come on, man, let's do this. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but do you know what it is? Like, not to be like, women, in love are so stupid, man. Yeah, like, a woman, you can find the smartest woman in the world. Yeah, yeah. She falls in love with you, and it's like she just takes her brain out and just sits it next to her lap. Like, bro, it's like, you see it though, like when a woman falls in love with you, and you're just like, nah, you're losing your wit, like, you're losing your sharpness.
You can always see it happen in real time.
I've seen women with 14 A stars fall in love with guys who can't even read.
Happens.
He's not capping as well. It's the worst thing ever.
And Dylan Barnes.
And be head over heels over them and be just cuckoo dumb.
Do you know what the way is?
She's at work directing people, and the guys at home using his thumb to read. It's horrible. It's a crazy situation.
He's got motion. couple thousand followers on Facebook.
He got motion,
motion in a sentence.
M-O-S-H-U-N.
Motion.
I swear, man. It gets like that, though. Because women be lovers, though. Yeah. Women love more than men. Yeah. I say that.
Do you think?
Well, yeah, women love more than men. Like, harder.
That's when they fall in love.
Though. I think that's up to for discussion, but it depends what you look at, to be honest.
Yeah.
Women.
I think that
women are always ready to fall in love.
But they're given access to love harder. Yeah. Guys got to be keep reserved, guard, and whatnot.
Have you ever
women up there given the environment and space?
Have you ever been in something?
Have any of you guys actually ever like really loved someone before?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Wait, man, it's the wrong episode. We're not talking about it right now.
I'll scream her name right now.
Let's go back.
Oh, it's like that. Okay.
But what I'm saying is that I could be wrong. I mean, maybe I'm wrong in it, but I feel like every guy I've ever spoken to, and when they're really locked in, bro, they're ready to do anything for this girl.
They're still cheating.
When women really love you,
we're not getting to that.
When women really love you, they could still love another guy the same way.
Do you know what it is?
No, I mean, you can love more women different in like
not to the same level.
Not to the same level.
But I do say that though, the love like a girl gives you is kind of like it's not that special because she will give it to the same guy like not a month later, but like 6 months later.
She bought me an SRT. So what, bro? She bought me one too.
You've only loved one woman one way and can't love the woman behind.
That conversation is different because like love changes and the way that you view it changes after that as well. So it's no longer that fairy tale love that it was in the beginning, innit? Like you become a little bit more like realistic about it afterwards.
I was gonna say because
that's kind of how men look at it, though. I think
the way you love your ex, you can't love anyone else forever.
That's not what. Because
that woman was a bitch.
Jesus Christ!
Not the recent one. That one. I would say because you're a dickhead. Otherwise, bro.
Oh, no. Are we talking about Gino's?
You lost some good women,
don't
nigga.
Don't bring this up now. We've got like 2 minutes left. And let me explain.
You lost some good women, nigga.
But the reason
if I didn't know better, I'd be in her DMs right now. How are you, big sis?
What the fucker say, bro? Don't get shot trying to comfort my bitch, bro. I'll tell you the truth. No. You could do it if you like, bro. Let me catch this trying to be her piece in it. I swear on everything.
Why don't you want to be with her then?
Greedy.
Chino is selfish.
Now I want to know.
Chino. Chino ruined Miami, but hey ho.
Hey yo, do you know what? We're coming to the end of the episode. This was fun, guys.
Let's think about it. How's your dirty dick ruined our trip? Talking about
what happened, man?
No, because it's nothing like that, man.
Miami. It was Miami. Now all
expenses paid for.
So we was going Miami.
Yeah.
And then now we're not because of Chino. That's all that you need to know.
Yeah. So essentially,
we're gonna get a what's it called? Like a Lamborghini 7-seater. Yeah. Come for us.
You know what?
From the airport and take us everywhere. But Chino could give his dick in his pants.
These are making it funnier than it is. It's not. What essentially happened was like what's that thing called? my most recent ex-girlfriend, we split, right? And she was...
can't believe she's telling this story to the public.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just, it's a very, like, funny story. Like, man, she was about... We split, right? But right before that, she was planning a trip for me for my birthday.
Okay.
And these guys were invited.
He told me, actually.
Exactly.
He told me.
Remember DM her, like...
Yeah.
Hey, sis.
You don't deserve me.
Miami still one, sis.
Last good woman that ever was in my life, still.
When's the last good one? You've been beating women after that?
No, I haven't. What kind of stuff is that? Listen, I'm on a very sober journey, bro. I'm chilling, man.
I've been chilling, man. That was a good woman, Dan.
Yeah, he told me. Do you know what?
I never talk about my life like this on camera. I never do. You know what I did? Drawing me up, like.
Bro,
the patrons.
No, nigga.
But it's on the main team. Never the patrons on the main team. Oh, shit.
Yo, man.
She don't watch it though.
No, yeah.
No, she does.
Oh, she does.
She definitely does.
No,
she
watches it.
Yeah. A lot of women.
No. The thing is, she watches it to even the point to where the... even to the episodes we didn't have camera.
Yeah.
She's heard the audio.
Oh, the early ones.
Early days.
She's gone back to the first episode.
You see, last year one girl I was dealing with. Ages ago, she sent, you see the Spotify Wrapped?
Yeah.
Something like 6,700 minutes of Apes on Tape. I was like, damn. I was like, damn. When he put out like 7 episodes this year.
you know, like the way I've listened to the same recordings.
Say it again.
Okay, it was fame. But you know, Andrew, when girls I've been chatting to, they've listened to my brother. You know, tell, what do you talk about? I'm not telling them.
No, obviously, for sure. I'm not doing that.
With who's? Who's my... Mike 3. Yo, you made it. But wait,
close off anyway.
Mike.
Who's Mike?
No, because I need to, 1 second.
All right, let's wrap this episode up.
Before we wrap this up, we didn't even get, do you know what? We didn't get to ask you today, and I'd like to ask you this question. Yeah, we didn't get to ask you the question today. You're right. Do you know what? Yeah, this has been great, guys. Yeah, thanks for joining us for another episode. Yeah.
What's your white woman body count, sir?
You said what?
I'm not going to clip it up.
Oh. What's my...
Your white woman body count?
White woman.
What does that look like?
What? White woman, though, like... That's...
Let's wrap this up. Oh, you're going home now?
Yeah, we're going
home. Cool.
Oh, cheers, man.
Yeah, my boy. Yeah. All right, sir.